RootForAmerica.com. You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners, conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your day with the news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, RootForAmerica.com, or listen to my radio show at USARadio.com, or watch my TV show at NewsmaxTV.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
America's former ambassador to South Korea is agreeing with President Trump that words won't get the job done with the North Korean government. Here's Chris Barnes.
The president saying this week that talking is, quote, not the answer to the North Korean nuclear threat. And former U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Christopher Hill, says the president does have a point.
North Korea doesn't appear to be at all interested in negotiation, and we shouldn't be pushing something that the other side doesn't want.
However, the former ambassador says it is important to keep the door open to a diplomatic resolution. And that's similar to what the defense secretary, James Mattis, said on Wednesday to reporters.
We're never out of diplomatic solutions. We continue to work together.
I'm Chris Barnes.
And while the fallout from Hurricane Harvey continues, Hurricane Irma is gaining strength over the eastern Atlantic. According to the National Hurricane Center, it has maximum sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. It's expected to become a major hurricane within the next day. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Police and firemen in Gulfport, Mississippi are collecting items for Hurricane Harvey, but for them, it's personal. Here's correspondent Randy Bell.
They're loading up trucks with supplies and plan to take them to Rockport, Texas next week, just like other law enforcement agencies did for them after Hurricane Katrina.
We've been in their shoes before, and we want to make sure that they know that things are going to get better, and anything that we can do to help, we're there for them.
Chris Vines with the City of Gulfport says this will be the first of several relief supply missions to Texas. And first responders in the Jackson area are getting involved, too. Byram Chief Luke Thompson was a police officer in Gulfport during Katrina when all that help started to pour in.
I remember guys from Marion County, Florida. I remember guys from the metro Kansas City area. I remember guys from New York City coming down.
And the Byram Police and Fire Departments are collecting supplies that'll be part of that Gulfport mission. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The State Department ordering Russia to close its consulate general in San Francisco, a chancery annex in Washington, D.C., and a consular annex in New York City all by Saturday. The move comes after the Russian Federation reduced the size of the American diplomatic mission in Russia last month. Both countries will now have three consulates each. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said in the statement, the U.S. hopes that having moved toward the Russian Federation's desire for parity, we can avoid further retaliatory actions by both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And it is filled up to
the brim.
Yes.
It absolutely is. Folks, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski and Miles Bauer, my co-hosts all, listen, let's talk about two different things before I don't even know which one I want to start with. Miles, being the resident Trumpublican, what did you think about President Trump's speech? Not the rally, but the speech.
I had a lot of problems with it. I didn't think it really kind of laid out any type of direction. I still don't know what victory means. I just thought it was a giant nothing burger.
Did you really? Wait a minute. Yeah. The entire, across the fruited plain, including the media, other than some nitpicky parts, they seem to think that was presidential.
Yeah, I guess which side of the aisle is that side of the media talking about? I mean, seriously, I get that he doesn't want to give any type of military specifics away.
Right.
So I totally get that. But you can still define what does victory look like. What are we working towards? It just kind of seemed like a bunch of 80,000-mile talk.
Wow. Yeah, I'm surprised at you because so many people were applauding with excitement. In fact, really kind of not so much the Democrats. I don't want to get too carried away with this, but most of the conservative base, at least watching across social media, Fox News at all, seemed to think that it was a home run.
I mean, you tell me. Maybe I just need to be enlightened.
I guess this. Let's take it from a different approach. What were you hoping he'd do?
I genuinely had no idea. I mean, I knew about the Camp David meeting prior, so I was strapping on my seatbelts, ready for just about anything.
Were you thinking we've just bombed them and some kind of announcement like that, or?
No, I mean, you know, he was saying on the campaign trail that he thought it was nutty when previous administrations came out and went into great detail about what they were about to do. So
right.
I completely agree with him on that.
Right.
You don't have to come out and say what you're about to do. But I still don't know what our objectives are. And I still don't know when he says victory, what does victory mean? What does that look like?
I got the impression that victory meant that the Afghan government can defend itself and we are gone, and that he believes that 17 years or whatever the time has been is enough, so let's send 4,000 troops in, plus or minus, to mop this mess up.
Okay, so let's dig into what you said, because, again, that's kind of fluffy. Right?
Well, I'm a fluffy kind of guy.
The Afghan government can defend itself. I mean, what does that, how do I go about measuring when the Afghan government can defend itself?
I don't know. That's kind of, I guess that's what we're discussing. Ludwig, what did you get out of it? Are you with Miles or me on this? Not that we're separate, but I like the speech. And by the way, Miles, I give you the point. When I walked away from it and said, okay, what can I write down on my legal pad? Probably not a lot, but I think, as I've been calling for a long time now on the show, I think he needed to do that kind of speech. Was it theater? I don't know. Ludwig, what say you?
I actually, one of the big takeaways for me was the fact that he had said, for years I was against this war, but you don't know what you really have until you get here, and that he changed his viewpoint on it, and that we have to add soldiers. It also proved to me that he was humble in his opinion to change based on listening to his generals. And the first part of his speech, appreciating all of the military who's ever served, currently serving, as really a way of trying to unite us in this racial divide, is how I listened to that first part of that speech. But even Secretary Tillerson has come out and said, there is no winning this war militarily. Neither side can win. We can't win. Taliban can't win. No one's going to win militarily. This has to be done through the Afghan government taking control of their country.
Right.
And I think that's basically his plan, is to get them available to work. Bush left, was mad at the people they put in place for the government because they would not help get trained and to be able to take over. Obama pulled us out, and one of his main reasons was that the Afghans would not take care of themselves. It was one of his reasons for wanting to leave. So Trump's basically telling them, we're coming in to help. We're going to put a surgeon to help, You're going to take over and we're out of here. This is not another 17 years.
I got to tell you, in this regard, you just convinced me that Miles is right, because that's all a bunch of gray area to me. And I don't, as a non-interventionist, I don't like the idea of sending more troops into harm's way for gray area definitions.
I don't think the definitions in the background are gray. I believe they're
just not telling us because they don't want to telegraph it.
Exactly. No, he has always said, I will not tell them my plans. Sir.
And I like that part way better than Obama saying, well, guess what, we're going to leave on X day, and we're going to do this on this day and that day, and you know, we'll send you an invitation first. And you're going, wait a minute, I thought we were at war.
Yeah, we're going to just hold off, guys. In the 2 weeks they leave, let's just wait.
I think he did that on purpose, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
To give those folks time to evacuate. Listen, Miles, let's change gears, being our resident Trumpublican. How did you like the rally this week?
Well, obviously I like the rally a lot better than I like the speech.
Right?
Because, I mean, finally he got back into tipping tables back upside down again.
Yeah, I still don't understand what we get out of that, but I understand that folks like it. And by the way, I've come to support Trump, so I'm not, just so folks listening, I'm not trying to argue against him, but we certainly differ in strategy.
But I do like when he made reference to McCain and Flake, but didn't say their name because he made fun of everybody saying, well, you know, that wouldn't be presidential.
Yeah, it reminded me of the courtroom a little bit, where the judge would admonish one of the lawyers to not mention someone's name or some incident. And so then from that point forward, the lawyer would say, remember that one incident I cannot mention, or that one person that I've been told I can't say that name, so I'm not going to. So a little bit of legalese almost with the courtroom theatrics is how I saw that. But it was, normally I'm not much, I'm still left over from the Reagan era with the 11th commandment. Having said that, I'm about as unimpressed with McCain and with Flake as you can possibly get. Flake being a little bit better than McCain, but we're splitting hairs. The idea that he almost, and we've talked about this before, but when I look at his book and I look at Barry Goldwater's book, I'm thinking Barry would probably sue you if he were here, because that looks like the same book to me. I'm just saying. And it doesn't represent the guy's statements that he's making now. That's not what Barry Goldwater would have been supporting, at least not the Barry Goldwater that I understood. So for me, even though I get that Flake has a fairly conservative voting record, there are things that you just don't do, and this is one of them.
The things I compared that rally to, like, Obama rally, and the fact that the song he comes out to, and he let the song play all the way through, and he appreciates the crowd being there, instead of the crowd playing to him, he played to the crowd. The beginning of it, I thought, was really well. I got on a phone call for some business stuff in between, but so I had it in the background. I was watching our conversation, so I know it was kind of an up-and-down thing, I think, from the conversation, but it's a different audience.
There's a fellow on my Facebook page. His name is Tony. He says there was something, by the way, folks, let me stop this. This guy is not a Trumpublican at all. That said, he said there was something in the speech for everyone to get riled up about. Trump is a master at keeping people talking. That part is very, very true. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think Trump's goal was with both the speech and the rally was to change the media narrative. What say you, Miles? Am I correct with my guess that that was his actual agenda?
Well, did you notice that afterwards the media got bent out of shape that Trump reviewed all of his various statements? As he read them all line by line back and put his commentary along with them. And I thought that was kind of interesting that they were so taken aback that a politician would go back over their lines and criticize the media. As if, of course, you can't criticize the media. I mean, they're gods.
Listen, we'll pick up there in a minute, folks. We're going to go to a break.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, a service of RenegadeRiver.com. We are back.
We are back. Miles Ludwig, tell me this. We see it all over the media, but our freedom of speech under the First Amendment, is that really under assault, or is that just more media hype and poppycock?
I think it's under assault.
Is it under assault? Miles, what say you?
I would definitely agree that it's under assault.
One of the things I find fascinating, right before we went to break, Miles, you and I just started off on the path of the media being made a liar of by Donald Trump reading his own comments from all three of the press conferences. Keeping in mind, folks, that there were some Republicans that jumped on board with that, with one of those three that he read last night. And when you're just listening to them, one after another, frankly, it sounded a little bit boring, because I've already heard them multiple times. But the media, they're masters at lying to you. And sometimes a lie is not the words that come out of their mouth, but it's a lie of omission. And they're very, very good at lying by omission. So they'll tell you half the fact. They won't give you any substance around it. They won't provide you details. They'll tell you after they've come out of their little Google private group spin room about how they're going to disseminate the news, move the agenda, and they lie. So I look at it, and I pause and I try to say, how can all of this come to be? To me, of course, I always reduce it to the two things. a broken American family and a broken educational system. Otherwise, I don't know how anybody could buy into any of this. I mean, after the next break, we're going to get into the Robert Lee ESPN drama. And I pause and I think, how can anybody buy into having a statue from 1924? And I heard even one of the guests on Fox News, well, they only put that up there as a response to the civil rights movement of the 1960s. But the statue was put up in 1924. It was commissioned to be built privately in 1917. I'm not even defending the statues, and I don't want to get off on that path. But the facts are so easy to find. They're just so easy to find that a person either has to have been lied to and willfully ignorant to believe it, or they've just got an agenda and the facts don't matter. Maybe a little of both. The problem that I have with it is that we're a step from them burning books, in my view. We are, and as a writer and as a show host, the assault on the First Amendment, to me, the First Amendment is what makes America exceptional. It's the difference here that they didn't have in Germany. They don't. In fact, they don't have it in Germany. There are lots of things that if you say in Germany right now, your butt's going to the clink. We're probably one of the only countries where you can sit and chastise viciously whichever president you disagree with in the public arena. That's the great argument, by the way. Is America exceptional? Yes. The answer is yes. And in my view, it's because of the First Amendment. And I don't want to get real shrill here, but there's a reason the founders put the Second Amendment right after the First Amendment, because it's that important to a free culture. My hero, Ben Franklin, wrote a lot about it, that without freedom of speech, there's no freedom of thought. And without that, there's no freedom. These things are not hard to riddle out. So when they want to destroy your history and they want to shut your mouth from telling anybody what the history was, folks, we've got to push back. Ludwig, what are you seeing in the universities?
Well, I get a lot of emails that state there's a lot of safe spaces and to be careful of what you say and be inclusive and don't offend people.
Listen, that's fascism.
I agree.
And I'm not one of those people that yells Hitler. That's not who I am. But if I just use the words definitions, that is fascism. When they physically intimidate you or they cause you to believe that there will be a negative repercussion for you stating the truth or just your opinion. It doesn't have, and by I hear that all the time, he lied. No, you disagree with him. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between a lie and a disagreement. Facts, words matter. Opinions are what makes us exceptional. There was a time in American history, by the way, maybe it was fleeting, but where the Democrats and the Republicans, they differed on the definition of what a government is supposed to do and how to fund it. Okay, but then they would have their arguments, they'd go to the voting booth and they'd vote, and the winner would win, and each generation America got better. But somehow, someway, we've allowed ourselves to come up against something very, very different than the old adage about what is the central government and who should fund it and those arguments. Those are cerebral, they're intellectual arguments, and they're necessary to have. But this nonsense about ripping down a statue that's been there for 70 years, it's laughable except for it's dangerous.
They're after Columbus in New York City.
They're after Washington. They're after Madison. But what they're really after is your heart and your mind.
Yeah.
That's what they're really after.
But one of the things that's really important about this is that they've awakened the Italians. And the Italians haven't been awake or motivated or moved since 1930s, and they are now being awakened to save this. And that now brings a whole other element.
When I hear you say that, some of it I'm listening to Miles in my head from a couple segments ago when it's all sensationalism, they're just selling airtime. Some of it, you just go, they're hopping from one thing to the other. And we were able to predict this in the past. We knew the Russia debate was coming. We knew it would segue from that to what it is. The question is what's next? Because they clearly are going to keep hopping.
Yeah.
Are they going to pick on the Italians? I don't know. I hate all these hyphenations. I don't see any Italians. I see Americans. I don't know why that's such a hard concept to get around.
I agree with that because I don't see it either. Me and my mom were just having this conversation yesterday.
I don't know. What say you, Miles?
Well, I'd say so herein lies the root, right, of how you can divide the country.
Right.
if Google and Zuckerberg and the boys can define what is a valid website and what is a hate website,
right,
and then they can take your website down, therein lies, you know, divisions, right? Because does that mean now we need a right-wing fake book?
Just this morning, Miles, I had two different people comment on my Facebook page, and in both instances, Facebook blocked their comment and labeled it spam, giving me the right then to release it or not release it. I've not seen that until, I guess I've seen it once in a while in the before, but never twice in the same morning from two different people on two different threads, and you pause and you go, holy moly, who is really the government? Is it Zuckerberg? Why does he want to bother running for president if he's got so much control?
But my problem with all this is this country, we forgot what we were founded about. We left persecution of religion and speech in Europe to found this country.
Yes, and you're right. But they said that when we got to where we were living upon one another, that we'd be as corrupt as Europe. But listen, before we run out of time on this, before the break, Miles, give us an update. How many shootings in Chicago this week, my friend?
Well, I think I texted you that. What was that? There were 39 shootings past weekend, I think.
That was past weekend. And then I saw this week there were 60-some, but only 8 died or something. I can't remember the numbers, but they were there was a lot more shootings, but one less death than the week before, which I guess they're not going to shooting class or something. But I hate to beat the same drum, but I'm going to start every week asking what the killing rate is in Chicago. It is worse than Afghanistan, by the way, folks. I know we keep hearing about the war in Afghanistan, and we're the biggest funded, and we've spent more than some countries have budgets. But the deaths in Chicago, the shootings are higher than the battleground.
I think one year in Chicago is more deaths than Afghanistan in 17 years. I know it's more than Iraq in war.
Why isn't that news? I hate to be redundant with the question, but I'm going to ask it every week. Why isn't all those folks shooting at each other and that many deaths, why isn't that news?
Because they can't put a round peg in a round hole.
I think that's just insane. No, it's not. I don't think it's that. It goes against their agenda. It does not comply with what they're saying. Yeah. Besides that, it's a gun-free zone. How the heck that happen?
That's mind-boggling.
I don't know. It's an amazing thing to me. So, what's he telling me?
I think he's trying to make a pizza.
You got to see Brian Thomas, the producer.
Yeah, I was showing my appreciation to the Italians.
Well, I appreciate that.
It was the stretch signal. We're not quite ready for a break, but now we are.
I got something for you. Luke Matthews.
Save him, because now we've got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
Smart home technology, meet beautiful window coverings. Introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds has been in business for over 25 years and is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings. And Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So, now you can expect the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. Choose from an extensive designer selection of fabrics, colors, and textures from traditional to contemporary. Our smart shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get high style and expert service for every budget. Get smart shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We've got 28, for instance, search and rescue teams and task forces from, I think, 16 different states, all sending down their support.
President Trump's Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bosser talking to media about the federal recovery efforts when it comes to Hurricane Harvey.
We're going to have 100,000 affected homes, all with different degrees of insurance, some with flood insurance, some underinsured, some uninsured. We'll have to address those on a case-by-case basis as we move forward.
A Texas chemical plant near Houston bracing for more fires after a series of small explosions at the plant. Arkema official Richard Renard says a container with cold-temperature organic peroxide lost refrigeration, causing raw materials to decompose and rupture. Smoke was released, causing 10 deputies to be hospitalized after inhaling a non-toxic irritant. The plant lost power and their backup generators because of Hurricane Harvey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
The Mike Hewitt Show is brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I still have coffee in my thimble. How's your silo doing?
I'm about half done. Listen, folks, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, did you two see what happened to Robert Lee? Not Robert E. Lee, Robert Lee.
Yeah.
What is, folks, I hope everyone has seen this. So this week, Robert Lee was switched away from the Virginia game by ESPN because of his name is Robert Lee. He's Asian. But Robert Lee can't evidently call a football game in the state of Virginia. Do I have that right?
Yeah, in Alexandria.
Alexandria,
that's where
Virginia
UVA is.
And I sit and I think to myself, really, have we gotten this far down the rabbit hole? Is this really where we're at? That to make sure that those folks aren't offended, they ought to offend everybody else's in the United States is common sense. Because that's stupid. By any measure, that's just flatly stupid. And then their statement after the fact that, well, at the time we all unanimously agreed, smack yourselves, every one of you, unanimously right in the head. That's dumb. Yes, Miles.
Even Madam Never Trumper thought that was stupid.
It's just dumb. It's just, it's beyond the pale stupid. Was that the university or ESPN? It must have been ESPN calling.
ESPN.
It.
But this is just another reason why ESPN's losing viewership by the millions.
Because they're crazy.
They're so uber leftist now.
I thought
it's
they
insane.
Were supposed to be just a sports channel, just a sports organization.
Yeah.
Why are they so far off into politics? Whether they were on my side or the other side, by the way, I'd still be asking the same question. What in the heck does any of this have to do with football?
Let's go this route. When I was a kid, one of my favorite sports center anchors was Keith Olbermann.
Really?
Didn't know what he was.
Yeah.
Just he was a sports center guy.
But, and he shouldn't know.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, he comes out on news or fake news channels and becomes a political whatever.
Well, he's a commentator.
And yeah.
by the way, I have no problem with him being a commentator.
No, me either.
I don't agree with anything that comes out of his mouth. I didn't blame him for firing him because I didn't think he was a good commentator. Yep. But if he would have presented himself as the news, then I certainly would have recoiled significantly.
But as a SportsCenter caster growing up, I watched SportsCenter every morning probably from 10 on. Heath Oberman was always one of my favorites. He was funny, witty, but that is where their roots are based, and they've allowed it to progress within ESPN to now we have this. Robert Lee of Asian background is being moved to the South Florida game or something because it's in Alexandria. And Robert Lee,
I got to tell you, I think that's an insult to everyone in the state of Virginia and anybody that watches ESPN and to Robert Lee. I think that's just, when you first see it, you laugh, you roll your eyeballs and go, really? But when you pause and you think about it, that's just a monumental, what they're really saying is you all are really stupid and we're going to protect you so that you're not offended because you're not smart enough to make these, that's really what they're, it's what they believe. That's why when you listen to some of the government, some of the taxpayer-sponsored broadcasting systems, they talk to everyone like they're in third grade. I can't stand listening to them because I'm not in third grade. But they talk really slow. I can't do it. But it's that same mindset that suggests that they're up there and they know better than you and they'll make these choices for you.
Yet they'll publicize these football players kneeling during that UVA game against injustices in their mind or in an NFL game, yet that offends many millions of NFL fans.
I don't get any of it.
Politics. The NFL's newest problem, though, with all this?
I can't imagine.
The NAACP is putting out a boycott to the NFL because nobody will give Colin Kaepernick a job. Even though he's a backup quarterback that brings a lot of controversy and disruption to a team, they want everybody, as a member of the NAACP, to boycott the NFL now.
Yes, you know, my opinion of that, and I don't call for boycotts. I defend his right. I think that's part of the First Amendment. I reject it. But I would fight to defend his right to do it.
Absolutely.
Equally, I will fight for my right to change the channel because I'm not going to watch it. He's not going to be a multimillionaire insulting the country that makes him a multimillionaire on my television set. He can do it on somebody else's set. But I will fight for his right to do it. Now, at the end, it's a business. If you were just running a local business selling eggs and you were going to hire someone to work there, but their entire function was to break the eggs, they wouldn't last long. Some of it's not even evil greed. It's common sense, to use that term. It's just common sense. If this guy's a big egg breaker and we're in the egg business, he's got to go. Miles, you're an ESPN fan. Is that right?
Oh, huge. Big time.
He's going, did he just ask me that? What's your opinion of this nonsense?
You know, I think that the NBA has already figured out the answer to this question. They tell their players, if you can't stand for the national anthem, please stay in the locker room until the game begins.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. How many of their players stay in the locker room?
I don't know, but I'm just saying they avoided this nonsense decades ago for having a simple rule. I mean, I don't know what Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, is thinking.
He's hurting their brand. He's absolutely hurting their brand by not allowing them.
Listen, folks like me, I just don't watch anymore.
Exactly.
I just don't.
And now you got the other side of the equation saying boycott it because this backup quarterback who's no good can't get a job.
Yes, it's like the NFL cannot get out of its own way, and the ESPN must have thought, wow, that looks really intelligent. Let's join with them in that big basket of stupidity.
Yeah, I know the NHL stance. Stand or you're not playing. And half that, only about 30% of that league's American. Yet they're going to stand. If you're in Canada and our national anthem one night didn't play, the microphone for the singer didn't work, the Canadians in Calgary sang it.
Yeah.
Yet we can't have guys making millions of dollars stand for it.
One of the fundamental differences that or losses that we've seen evaporate in our culture is the word respect.
Yes.
That's really at the backbone of a lot of this. Like, for instance, the fellow that sits on his butt during the national anthem, in my view, is disrespecting the system of economics that we have are the reason that a lot of folks can afford those exorbitant ticket prices. I won't pay them. There's nobody there I want to see that bad. How much did you say? Is Ronald Reagan there? I'm not. It's going to have to be someone really big.
Mike, do you think that athlete was raised by an alpha male?
I don't know if he was raised by any male. I hate to be that way, but I don't see that in a lot of them.
Because I know if typically, you know, a father would say, you better stand up during if he was at a sporting event in the bleachers, the father would make him
stand up or I'll knock you out.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't think that way anymore. That's a dinosaur way of thinking. I like it. It's how America got wealthy in the first place. It's how we were able to share wealth with more people, first domestically, but then internationally, than any other country in the world in history. But we can't do it anymore because it's not politically correct.
Yes, that's where we are now.
Well, you can't get to a globalist society if we're still up there and everybody else in the world is lower than that. They've got to either raise the world up or vice versa.
I got a question for you guys. Miles, Mike, if this NFL game is on ABC, CBS, or NBC, should they show the players, because they're a news network, kneeling? Based on them being a news network, or that is at that point they're a sports network?
Should they show the players kneeling? I mean, I don't think it's appropriate to dictate to a network what they should and should not do. I think it says a lot about the network, though, depending on what they actually emphasize. I think it's fine that they show the Marines out there holding the flag all across the football field.
I agree with you, Miles. I don't think that we go back to freedom of speech should be telling them what to do or what not to do. I think that part's very true. But I think it goes back to Brian Thomas's point that it's more of a cultural thing in who's raising our young and what are they instructing them. These people are not born to think that way. They're being raised up to think that way, or they're being coached in the absence of being raised.
That was George Foreman's sentiments just the other day, that these people haven't learned respect from the older generation.
Well, they haven't. But that's the older generation's fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's my generation's fault, frankly, and perhaps my mother's generation. And by the way, part of us were a victim of success. You know, my mother's mother lived in a little house with a dirt floor. Well, we've come a long way, folks, and I think sometimes we forget that. We've got to go to a break, and we'll be back with an enigma. Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. The media tells us how bad things are because of Trump's rhetoric. Do you think so? In 2004, I was exiting a President Bush rally. By happenstance, there were several classes of elementary school-aged children. Their teachers and a few parents were walking out with me. We were met by protesters screaming outrageous vulgarities. Their signs read the same. In 2006, I was walking beside a Republican float passing out candy. A mother instructed her three young children, "Don't you take any candy from those folks." I can't say that word. I could go on with examples I've seen from the years of volunteerism, but let me just offer you one final one. At a town hall gathering this week, I watched a crowd of leftists rudely hissing at an 8-year-old Girl Scout, an award recipient, when she expressed excitement for a coming trip to the White House and a chance to meet the President of the United States. So I ask you, is President Trump's temperament the problem? Obviously not. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Cool.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. It is time for the Enigma Report. Take it away, Mike.
Listen, to me, there is an enigma. We talk about free speech often, and by the way, let me preface it by saying I'm probably going to agree with Miles's position. I'm going to talk about Facebook a little bit in this enigma. Miles is probably going to say that that is their right under the First Amendment and freedom of speech. I'm putting words in your mouth. You can correct me. And he's right, but I'm going to complain and whine anyways. So RenegadeRiver.com is the sponsor of the show. And recently I went to Facebook, if I can keep myself on path with that. I went to Facebook and I tried to run ads for RenegadeRiver.com. And keeping in mind, folks, that Renegade River, the store, and the website has firearms. Let me say that up front. But what we were trying to advertise are children's tents, a flashlight, a bicycle from Montague Bikes, a number of items that are absolutely nothing to do with even hunting. They were just stuff. They were, one of them was a coffee cup. You would have liked that coffee cup, by the way. It's a big, gigantic, super huge, bigger than my silo by twice. And so I think there were six items in total. And I went through a process. You put them on, and it rejects this one, rejects this one, rejects this one. And, okay, so I go back, and I switch them, and I switch them, and I change the images, and I change the verbiage. Renegade River's tagline is hunting, camping, survival. That is the tagline. Not guns and ammo, not anything else that would imply the Second Amendment that's guaranteed in the Constitution, nor did it mention that Renegade River doesn't sell guns out in the backyard behind some restaurant out of the trunk of a car. That, no, instead it is a brick-and-mortar store with a federal license hanging on the wall. And a good number of my customers are local police officers. I say these things because I think, wait a minute. I didn't get it for a minute. It took me a minute. Facebook wasn't just looking at the advertising I was using. They were going to look at the shop, and they were rejecting the shop. And I thought, I wrestled with it. I said, well, it's their First Amendment right. Miles is right. It's their First Amendment right to say, we don't want to be a part of that. I'm okay with that, I guess. But I stewed on it and stewed on it. In fact, I posted on it on Facebook, had some exchange with some folks. And inevitably, it occurred to me that the reason that they don't want to sell you, or have you view my advertising of a sleeping bag and a tent and a flashlight and a tube for children to crawl through, literally a play tent, the reason that they don't want to have you see those items is they think you're too stupid to make a choice of your own, that you might make a wise choice if they don't censor what you're able to see. So clearly they're not going to come from wherever Zuckerberg lives to look at my store. So he's not protecting himself. He's protecting you because you need him. By his thinking, apparently, you need him to make these choices from you because he's so much smarter and you're so much dumber. Well, folks, let me tell you something. I categorically reject that. I think the folks that listen to this show, the folks that follow me on Facebook, even though I don't always agree with them, I think they're pretty intelligent people, that they approach these things intellectually and not emotionally. They're not tipping 75-year-old statues over. They're not shooting people in the streets. They're just folks living their life. And to think that there's some entity, be it government or corporation, that thinks it's smart enough to make your decisions for you, folks, there's a problem. And that's my opinion of it. Miles Bauer, you're the First Amendment guy here. Am I nuts?
Well, so I wouldn't necessarily go to First Amendment right out of the gate. Remember when we were all signing up to originally get on Facebook, we have to agree to their terms of service. And therein lies the rub. Right?
Okay.
Because we're agreeing to their rules if
right.
we're going to leverage their service.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
What I was trying to get at earlier is that then you can make it in such a way that we'll have to have a a pro Second Amendment Facebook, and we'll have to have a pro First Amendment.
Keep it in mind, though, two things. First off, I agree with you. Absolutely, the legalese of it, you are correct, they're correct. I think they're wrong. And by the way, folks, let me just say who I really am on this topic. At the bottom of almost every single obstacle I find in business and politics is a bank full of lawyers that are standing there pointing at some little mice print that no one's ever going to read in their entire life. It's flipping our country upside down. Everything that we do is affected by somebody's the litigious nature of our culture, perhaps, or the greed of an attorney bank that's looking for some way to pocket more do-re-mi. These big corporations, they've got whole floors full of lawyers sitting around saying, how can we do this and how can we do that? And more importantly, how can we control them? Enough. Some of these things are common sense. If you want to provide a medium, what's like this radio show? I wouldn't want a filter. I wouldn't want a filter to say I only am going to have the listeners that agree with me. And in fact, quite the opposite. I passionately invite the folks that disagree with me to listen in. I think that's who we are supposed to be as a culture, is to share ideas and when needed to disagree with each other. That's how we get better. So when I look at Facebook, and I acknowledge to you that, yeah, I'm sure somewhere in that legalese, it says that. But yet, they allow Renegade River to have a Facebook page. And on that Facebook page right now is a picture of an absolutely beautiful, brand-new Smith & Wesson 1911 carry. That thing is stunning, by the way.
It's nice. Stop by and pick it up.
It really is a nice gun. I'm just saying. So they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth here. If they've got some legalese that says they don't have to advertise for-profit firearms or other products that they disagree with, okay, I get that, but they want the numbers, so it's really, really a slippery slope. I'm confused by it. It makes no sense to me. How can they allow Renegade River in a whole bunch of sporting goods stores across the fruited plain? I'm not the only one on there that has firearms for sale. Ludwig had a thought, folks. You should have seen his facial expression.
Because as soon as you said sporting goods stores, it made sense to me. All of a sudden, I've seen ads for Dick's, I've seen ads for Dunham's, and I'm pretty sure both those stores sell firearms.
They do, but that's different. That's on my list of reasons, by the way. I was going to point at some other box stores, but it is certainly different.
And
the difference is they spend a lot of dough.
Oh, because they spend a lot they can buy their way through?
It would seem that the legalese somewhere in the Merck says that if you're a little feller in the state of Michigan, you're here, but if you're a big feller across the fruited plain, you're there.
Ooh.
I Miles, help me out here. Show me the light. Where am I off in the ditch on this?
No. I think that's well documented throughout society that, the big boys are going to have a built-in advantage.
I think it's a fascinating thing. By the way, if a guy like Fred Meyer that owned, he's passed away now, but if he builds up from a little dinky grocery store to be some big, I salute him. God bless America that we provide an opportunity for some fella just like me in Grand Rapids a lifetime ago to build up that organization. And what's the other guy from Walmart? Walton, whatever.
Sam Walton.
Was that Mountain Home, Arkansas? Where'd that guy start at, Miles?
No, it's north of Fayetteville.
North of Fayetteville, but in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Starts up out of a little dinky shop. Listen, I embrace America. And when I hear people talk about isms, classisms, I always say, stop. I want everybody to be a grossly wealthy person. If that's how they define success, then get the Guberman out of the way and let those folks really, really, really work hard. But don't arrive at some situation where you can do this and you can do that.
That's the thing. Those guys didn't have to market their company.
They weren't
with
going
these barriers.
They weren't going through these dramas.
Yes.
They weren't operating a building where the property tax was more than most people's income.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute, what I just said. The property tax is greater than most people's income. Where does that money come from? Most people's income.
My grandma sold fried chicken on the side of the road.
It's an enigma to me that we tolerate this, folks. It just is. I apologize for taking the time up, but RenegadeRiver.com depends on people seeing it, so go take a look. Folks, follow us on Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt and Ludwig. Facebook / The Mike Hewitt Show, and you can even find the .com by going to talkmikehewitt.com. There you're going to find all the podcasts for shows gone by, pictures of Ludwig, Miles, and myself, and a whole bunch of other miscellaneous stuff. Miles Bauer, I appreciate you keeping us on path today. And
thank you.
And Ludwig and Brian Thomas, who's really doing the heavy work. Thank you, folks, very much. Folks, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.